Although it may seem odd, very few North American birds specialize in eating fruit. While most of the foraging birds of North America sift through the ground and trees for insects and seeds, one of our feathered friends that we see in the Bay Area during the winter is an exception to this rule. They spend their days gorging on the berries of many bushes and trees found around the Bay Area. These migratory gluttons fuel up on berries before heading north to breed. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we look at the cedar waxwing. Welcome to Bay Birds. Escaping the frigid temperatures and sparse food of the northern winter, cedar waxwings arrive in San Francisco Bay Area, hungry to fuel up for the winter months. While many birds feed on protein-rich invertebrates, cedar waxwings have a slightly sweeter tooth, as they are on the hunt for berries. Cedar waxwings are very social, and large flocks will descend on fruit-producing trees and shrubs to pick them bare. These voracious foragers will eat until they literally can't fly. Now, don't mistake this gluttony for selfishness. These little birds share their meals as they pass berries to other members of their flock until somebody gobbles it up. While their excessive eating is a benefit to their own kind, it is also a big help to the plants whose berries they ate. While most other fruit-eating birds regurgitate the seed, the cedar waxwing allows the seed to pass right through their digestive tract, eating the berry whole, seed and all. Because they eat the entire seed, cedar waxwings are excellent plant propagators. The seeds are excreted with their nutrient-rich waste, which creates the perfect conditions for germination. In accordance with their gluttonous behavior, the cedar waxwing is an indiscriminate eater. Eating all types of fruits, the cedar waxwing goes where the food is. In ecosystems where invasive plants are not prevalent, this isn't a problem. But in a place like the Bay Area, this poses some issues for our native plant populations. Many invasive plants around the Bay Area produce fruit, and those that fruit when the cedar waxwings are around have a leg up on the competition. One such invader is the cotoneaster, a woody shrub from Eurasia and northern Africa, easily identifiable by its numerous clusters of red berries. Cotoneaster produces a great deal of fruit year-round, which means it's an oasis for the migrating cedar waxwings. Cotoneaster is also a major competitor with our California native plants, including toyon. Before the introduction of cotoneaster in the Bay Area, cedar waxwings relied heavily on toyon for fruit during the winter, as toyon is one of the few native plants that produce fruit while they are here. When cotoneaster entered the Bay Area, it spelled trouble for toyon. Along with growing much faster than toyon, cotoneaster's abundance of fruit and their frequency of fruiting resulted in its invasion into our native landscape, assisted by the excessive eating of the cedar waxwing. To learn more about how you can help our native plant population, as well as encourage these feathered migrants to your yard, check out the Audubon at Home Spring Series at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary starting on March 3rd. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy those birds.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.